enough yesterday to maybe get a blist here from being out there too long. We hit 35 in Regina, or 95 Fahrenheit. Moose Jaw up to 36 or 97 Fahrenheit. And if you're hoping to have the temperature turn back and dial it down a little today, well, then you are in luck. And right now, besides a special air quality statement, driving to work this morning, it wasn't raining yet. I had the window down. You could smell the smoke, and it looked even a little hazy in the dark. And at the moment, we've got some thunder and lightning rolling across downtown Regina. The streets are wet. It's been raining, not heavily, but lightly. But that'll linger a little longer before we clear up in time for a high of 27 this afternoon. So dialing it back into the upper 20s, not so much the mid-30s like yesterday. But Craven opened up the campgrounds. And those who didn't just set up and head back to the city to work another day, those that stuck around were looking for as much shade as possible, or at least tried to find a way to stay cool, or maybe find someone who actually set up a pool. That happens out there. How do they bring the water in? I don't know if they allow. Can you fill up your mini pools with some sort of hose out at Craven? I'm always curious about that, but some set up pools. Our Jillian Massey asked some of those who were setting up yesterday. She was at the campground talking to people what they can't live without at Craven, and here's what they said.
Water, any alcoholic beverage, food.
Just my friends. I can't live without my friends. Sweet. I need my friends.
Rubber boots, flip-flops.
Speaker and pool, and you can't forget about the beer.
Well, putting in Jello shots for sure, because I couldn't leave home without them.
No, well, those are some of the necessities if you're going to be at Craven this weekend, and tonight the party really begins with a warm-up party, if you will. The pride and joy of Shaunavon, the Hunter Brothers, are going to be in concert there tonight. Love those guys. They put on a great show. Tomorrow night's closers, Jason Aldean. Saturday, Bailey Zimmerman. And, of course, Sunday, everyone's getting ready to rock with Def Leppard. Still good tickets left. Now, I did speak to a few organizers behind the scenes who were telling me that, yes, you know, Country Thunder Craven started it all. There are Country Thunders in Arizona, Chicago, Florida. There's the Country Thunder brand is huge now across North America, and started right here in little old Craven, Saskatchewan, and Troy Volhoffer and his gang all have great roots here in Regina. They all live in Nashville now, but it's a little background to who they are. But they some of them were telling me too that they've noticed a trend this year that more people are buying day passes, and you know, times economically are a little tighter, right? But that's why you see a lot of day pass offers for $99 plus fees. Believe it or not, the single day pass that's the hottest seller is Sunday right now for Def Leppard, where they've mixed a little rock like they did last year with Nickelback. This year, Def Leppard, and mix it with country, and it seems to be working. It's going to be fun there this weekend. But on the heels of the hot one yesterday, things are getting bad again with fires in the north. The province is declaring yet another fire ban, and that means no open fires, controlled burns, or fireworks. It doesn't extend to ATVs this time. But there are 13 uncontained fires in the province right now, and four communities still under evacuation orders. We've got a link to the wildfire situation and map of the fire bans on our story, which you can find at cjme.com if you do want to get a little better visualization of the situation up north. This is going to be fun. Coming up later this morning, Victoria Park, the City of Regina Ladybug release. Starts at 9:30, goes till about 11. Not only will your kids be able to help the release, but they'll be a little more educated too, because each summer the city, they release hundreds of thousands of ladybugs to help control the aphid population. Aphids cause stress, damage to our trees. Over a lifetime, a single ladybug will eat about 2,400 aphids. Just one little ladybug does all that. And I know if you live anywhere in Regina where there are a lot of trees overhanging your vehicles, you're well aware of the aphid experience. That's that gooey sap on your vehicles when it's parked under trees. Aphid honeydew, they call it. And it attracts wasps and ants, too. So our ladybugs getting rid of these aphids. Big deal. And you know what? Kids will walk away today from Victoria Park with some of their own ladybugs to take home and release in their own backyard. It's kind of fun. And they encourage costumes. And, of course, there's going to be some treats while they last. if you are, say, chaperoning, you know, perhaps a daycare or a day cap and want to go there, you can hop on Regina Transit, tell the driver that you're headed to the Ladybug Launch in Victoria Park, and transit will be free if you're doing that. Well, don't we know it? The world needs more heroes, and here comes one now, Superman, in theaters tonight. It's getting mostly decent reviews, and would be a great escape for kids out of school right now.
Hey, buddy. Eyes up here.
Yeah, it kind of looks fun. Yesterday was 35 degrees. I really wanted one of those Superman blizzards. Have you seen the commercial from DQ over the Superman blizzard? They're advertising so much right now. It looks delicious. So I thought, okay, we can go for one yesterday. I got voted out. I got outvoted, literally, with my girls. Instead, we got Slurpees. Tomorrow is July 11th, by the way, or 7-Eleven Day. So you can get a free Slurpee Friday, starting at 7 a.m. till 11 p.m. tomorrow. Just walk in and say, want a small Slurpee. It's free, 7-Eleven Day tomorrow. What is the best sensation of summer? Well, that was a question in a poll, and many said the smell of barbecue. I don't know. Is that a sensation? I guess it is. You feel happier when you smell it. And the other sensation was sunscreen? Really? Slopping on some sunscreen? That sounded like the bottle was empty. Sorry about that, but I kind of want to turn this around a little with a little more pinpoint accuracy. Let's narrow it down to this. Help me out. You can text here. I feel that summer feels best when you consider a few of the summer foods or drinks you partake in to give you a more of a summer feeling. Like I love potato salads in the summer. I would never think of making a potato salad or even a pasta salad in the winter as much as I do in the summer. So that makes me feel like, oh yeah, it's summer now. And I love adding maybe a little lemonade to my beers or even orange juice. Give it a little summer zest. And yes, get your pen and paper handy right now. I'm going to give you a recipe. This works beautifully in the summer. You take a Corona and make a Corona Colada. You need a couple ounces of white rum. You need a couple ounces of pineapple juice. Splash of coconut cream. You shake it all together and then add the Corona. Delicious. It'll be your new favorite summer drink. Corona Colada. It's National Pina Colada Day, I think, today, by the way. I just realized that. So what's your favorite summer food or drink this time of the year? Dallas Eklund said watermelon.
Get your hot dogs here.
Oh, yeah. Woo-hoo! Nathan Clarahue, one of the biggest Rider fans I know, on my Facebook page, recommended a good old foot-long hot dog. Diane Morgan said Milky Way ice cream. So did Kim Carey. She agreed, Milky Way ice cream. But she said pistachio. It's got to be soft pistachio. What makes you feel like summer, food or drink? Jacqueline Wolbaum said, I love cooking pizza bush pies over the campfire, or, of course, roasting hot dogs, marshmallows, and s'mores. Oh, Heather Paul said, fresh garden radishes and peas. Man, growing up, we spent a lot of time as my mom and dad were at work and my grandparents in the summer when we were out of school, and they had just massive gardens, and we would beg grandma to let us go out and pick peas. Eat them out of the shell. Shell Carney thinks summer has to have corn on the cob with melted butter. Oh, yeah. Haven't had yet that yet this summer. That's a good one, Shell. Thanks for sharing. What about you? What's your favorite summer food or drink this time of the year? Give me a text. 1-877-300-7275. Closing in on the weekend, and this is going to be a free fishing weekend in Saskatchewan, both Saturday and Sunday. That means no license is necessary at a provincial park, but there are a few other, pardon the pun, catches. But here to help explain what they are and a little more on where the best fishing holes are this weekend in Saskatchewan, my fishing expert and buddy, Jason Matity from getfishing.ca. Jason, welcome back.
Thank you for having me, Greg.
I mentioned it's free fishing weekend. It's key to understand there are still regulations that you have to consider, right?
Absolutely. The only thing free about free fishing weekend is you don't need a license. So you don't need to buy or purchase a license. But you do need to follow all the rules. They're not that complicated, but you still need to know what certain limits are on certain bodies of water. But the difference between, for example, a perch and a walleye. Perch you can keep in some lakes up to 25 per person. Walleyes, you're only allowed 4 max, sometimes less if a body of water has even more specific regulation.
Jason Matity from getfishing.ca is here. Free fishing weekend on Saturday and on Sunday. How does our weather as of late affect fishing? We had hot weather. It got a little cool, hot again. How does that affect fishing?
If you will, the pendulum of the weather from hot to cold can sometimes turn the fish off, make them a bit lethargic. Often as a storm approaches, it could really kick up feeding activity because the fish know better than us of barometric pressures and how that probably feels in an aquatic environment. And sometimes people will notice, boy, before that storm, the fish really bit. And honestly, they will do that because sometimes they won't feed for 2 or 3 days. So they literally feed up. The blessing of the cooler weather is it will keep what I call the shallow fish, the ones in that casting distance from shore in a lot of lakes, present and active a little bit longer. As it continues to heat up and we consistently get into those high 30s, the favorite sport fish of Saskatchewan people, the walleye, they tend to want to slide a little bit deeper, a little bit cooler water. And a lot of it has to do with the food they want to eat goes a little bit deeper too. So that's the one blessing, is that the fishing's been good everywhere. I mean, June, early July, the fish, they're done spawning. It's eating season. You know, a cold-blooded fish, they are the same temperature as their environment. The warmer the water gets, oddly enough, the hungrier they get because they burn calories just so much in that warmer water. So it's the best time of the year to get out and enjoy any kind of angling.
Has there been a blooming algae?
It's coming. I was out on the weekend just before free fishing weekend here, and water's still pretty decent clarity, but when you're dropping your lure down the side, you lose sight of it pretty quick. And you can see what looks like those tiny grass clipping things throughout the water column already. So if we continue, as they say, to get that hot weather returning, the blooms are going to come and it could get pretty soupy on some of those lakes, particularly the Qu'Appelle system around Regina, that we do have a pretty significant algae set of blooms over the open water season.
Jason Matity from getfishing.ca. If it's a free fishing weekend, point us in the direction where you think, if you're just a brand new angler and you think, okay, I just want to start slow and easy, where are you going to push them this weekend?
Obviously, the first thing you need to do is find a friend who is an angler. Maybe you can get out in a boat with them. Borrow a rod and reel from them. If you can't, you need a basic rod and reel combo. For $20 to $40, depending upon what you want to spend, you can probably pick yourself up a decent rod and reel combo that's got about 6-pound test, good for walleye, perch, and pike, and pick up a few lures too. So once you have that, like, I think you want to be able to be in a place where you're going to be casting from shore, probably, for a lot of those first people getting out. You know, around Regina especially, you know, we've got Buffalo Pound. You've got some spots along the dam there in the provincial park that are starting to get weedy, but you can still get some casts out without a ton of weeds. Catepwa has got some deep areas right off the end of the point there by the provincial park. And if you can get to Lake Diefenbaker, that literally has 30 to 50 feet of depth right off like Gardner Dam and the Qu'Appelle Dam and places like that. That'll get you out a little bit deeper. And it's just a matter of being able to cover some of those depths a bit better. The other thing is I would start with, you know, your spoons, jigs, anything with a little bit of flash, wobble, vibration. It kind of alerts you to the presence of fish first. And then if you pick one or two off doing that and it slows down, then you can slow it right down and go with like a still rig that you load up with minnows, worms, whatever the case is, and let it sit there and just watch the rod tip. So it's kind of start fast, go slow if you have to.
That's some good fishing tips there, Jason Matity. I thank you, my friend.
Thank you so much, Greg.
Is Paul McCartney announcing a new tour today? All signs point to a yes. He does like to tour places he's never been. That's what he told us long ago when he came to Regina.
You know, it's always really nice to play places you haven't played before. And, you know, I've been all over Canada, played a lot of places, but I haven't played Regina before. So it's exciting to meet a new bunch of people, you know?
Yeah, it would be. And you know what I think? Hey, he played the old Taylor Field Stadium last time. Maybe he should return to Regina, even though he likes to go to places he's never been. Got Back in 2025 is what the tour is likely to be called. In fact, the reason I suggest there might be a new tour is because it said Got Back in 2025 in a photo of a guitar pick in his Instagram post yesterday. And that same post links a sign-up page to his website to keep up to date on upcoming tour dates and pre-sales. So who knows? Mr. McCartney, you never know. Could return. Close enough for us to see a living legend one more time. Tonight, or pardon me, tomorrow night, top spot in the West is on the line at Mosaic Stadium as the Riders, wearing their obsidian green jerseys, will host Calgary, the Stamps, hoping to knock off their second unbeaten club in a row just as they did against the Bombers last week, who till then were undefeated. But the green and white, of course, we'd love to win and sit there at the top 5-0. Wouldn't that be great? And remain the only undefeated team in the league. AJ Ouellette says it's always good to go against the CFL's best after experiencing a bye week.
I think everybody's excited to be back. That's what's good about our group is, you know, the bye is always good to just refresh the body, but they're eager to play football, so they'd rather be here than on a bye.
AJ Ouellette, hey, it's going to be a face-off between the two top running backs in the league right now. AJ, of course, is one, and Stamps, Dedrick Mills. AJ's number one, Mills number two in rushing yards, respectively. And, hey, we all know how our defense has been solid, but look what Calgary did last week against the Bombers. Derek Moncrief, Damon Webb, a couple of former Riders each had an interception. They turned them into points at that game last week against Winnipeg. So this is going to be an awesome matchup. We did not expect the Stampeders to be this good of a foe at this point, did we? But kickoff tomorrow night, 7 o'clock. As of right now, last I checked, I'm only going to guess maybe about 3,000 tickets left to sell. So it looks as if we're in for a great crowd tomorrow evening, too. Some of the other news we're watching this morning, sounds like Canada is going to align with the U.S. and ditch the shoes-off policy as well at airport screenings. After 20 years, the state said goodbye yesterday to the policy, citing that they've added layers of extra security, and over time it's made it unnecessary. Actually, when I think about it, in my travels, at least in Canada, I haven't always had to take my shoes off. Usually I've asked and they've said, yeah, please. Vancouver, I guess. Anytime I went through there, they wanted shoes off, but they're going to be like the U.S. Take that away. A scary incident at the Calgary Stampede midway the other night. Calgary police believe an assault that sent three people to hospital Tuesday night was actually a targeted stabbing attack. So not random, and the suspect hasn't been caught yet, but a lot of witnesses coming forward with videos now, and hopefully the police will get their man. Also with the Calgary Stampede, the rodeo. I've been keeping an eye, I mentioned this yesterday, on our Saskatchewan Cowboy, 19-year-old Grady Young from Leader, Saskatchewan. Now, Monday and Tuesday, he got top score in bull riding, bringing his earnings to more than $14,000, enough to qualify him for Sunday's championship final. Yesterday, he had one more ride. I checked. He was bucked off. 19 years old, one of the top bull riders in Canada. He's in the money in the championship round. Pretty cool to watch. He's been fighting through an injury he got a week before Calgary Stampede. He got bucked off a bull and was hurt pretty bad. So he's been fighting through that and doing really well. So Grady Young from Leader, Saskatchewan, will know Monday how he did at the finals of the Calgary Stampede Rodeo.